God answered all of life's storms with just a silver lining. We're seeing him do so much more in Iraq. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Mosul remains a heated battleground between ISIS and Kurdish soldiers. Today, we're calling for the church to stand behind Iraqi believers in prayer. And it's inspiring to learn about the rapid growth of the early church. But what if there are echoes of that in our world today? That's coming up next, but let's begin with our first story. Iraqi forces continued a slow but steady advance in more of Mosul's eastern districts last week. Several eastern areas of Mosul have already been liberated from the grip of ISIS, but the whole city's freedom could still take months to secure. Emily Fuentes with Open Doors USA says some families from Mosul are already trying to decide if and when they should return to the secured districts.
They're unsure of how long the liberation will last, how secure it truly is. They'd hate to bring their families back home just for it to be lost again.
Open Doors reported in the last few weeks that they've heard a sign of hope from one of Mosul's free districts near the Nineveh Plains.
There are those who have made the choice, though, to return. In the past week or two, we've heard the first ringing of church bells, the first Christian services being held.
As Iraqi believers pray for God's direction, would you pray with them?
I think the first is praying for wisdom. Even for those who stayed within country, that's thousands of miles sometimes or hundreds of miles to return home. And not being sure if your home's still there, what's destroyed.
Next, Haiti houses some of the most financially destitute people in the world. The CIA World Factbook says over 58% of the country lives under the poverty line. And all of this has been intensified by a series of natural disasters in the last couple of years. Jeff Bousehart, board member of Farms International, says their microloans program in Haiti is key for some people to get back on their feet after disaster strikes.
One of our volunteers in the Central Plateau was telling us, he said, these farm loans and the small businesses that these people have actually have been the difference for some of the holders who are older, who are widows. They have been the difference between life and death, literally, for some of these families because their crops failed and their small businesses were the only things keeping them going.
These interest-free microloans help Christians establish a sustainable income, and because the loan holder agrees to tithe from the profit they make, they're also supporting local church outreach. The ability to give from what they have has actually been a huge gift itself.
Once people actually begin to tithe, and many of them for the first time in their lives, they experience the joy and the blessings of giving to others.
Bousehart is asking you to pray for Farms International as they help the poor through this program. And if you'd like to support them, head to missionnews.org. And finally, a year and a half after being devastated by an earthquake, Nepal is building again. The Sindelbalchok district took the biggest hit with near total destruction. In a population of about 300,000 in this district, there were fewer than 15,000 Christians. Bibles for the World's John Podaiti explains what's different in this visit. They just hosted their 12th seed sower training seminar in Nepal.
When I asked the attendees how many of them were first-generation Christians, I'd say about 85% of the hands went up here.
And here's why that's exciting.
This is the early church. This is the book of Acts here that we're standing among, that we're sharing God's word among, that we're teaching, that we're interacting with. And this is where the kingdom of God in Nepal will start from, is this first generation body of believers.
While the seed sower seminars provide encouragement and teaching, they also provide resources for future work.
We'll be providing two boxes of Gospels of John for each of the attendees to use in their ministry as they do evangelism, as they reach out with God's word. So that's 650 copies of the Gospel of John.
As well as a box of New Testaments that each believer can use for discipling new Christians. So what's our role? Well, we can help fund these tools. We can be praying because following Christ is not without challenge in Nepal. There are specifics at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listeners supported by people just like you. Join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us on TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.